Mr. O'Reilly. Philip Bleeker appealed decision to deny an exception to the 2-year waiting period for a CFRL. Mr. Grist.
Good afternoon again. Good evening, according to Mr. Cimino. As included in your evaluation packet, Mr. Bleeker, who I know is here today, had held a commercial fishing license from 1986 until April 25th, 2008, at which time he transferred it to a family member, Ms. Mullins. That effectively ended Mr. Bleeker's term as a commercial waterman in our waters. On February 14, 2012, Mr. Bleeker filed a reinstatement for a commercial fisherman's license, and he requested an exception to the 2-year waiting period to receive this. As you're familiar, there is the ability for anyone from December to February to make an application to receive a commercial fishing license under a 2-year delay policy. You apply during that time period, you put in your money, you wait 2 years, we'll issue you the commercial license. There is an exception process, though, if you want to not wait the 2 years and want to see if you can get it sooner. Included in your evaluation packet is language from Regulation 610, specifically Section 30, Subsection D, Subdivision 1, and I'll read this one and also Subdivision 5. It goes to the heart of the matter. On 1, the applicant for an exception has demonstrated to the satisfaction of the commissioner that the applicant has fished a significant quantity of commercial gear in Virginia waters during at least 2 of the previous 5 years and can demonstrate to the satisfaction of the commissioner that a significant hardship caused by unforeseen circumstances beyond the applicant's control has prevented the applicant from making timely application for the registration. Subdivision 5, though, it also goes further. Under no circumstances will an exception be granted solely on the basis of economic hardship. It has been a longstanding policy that an individual who transfers his commercial fishing registration license to another person cannot be eligible for a hardship. This is the case with Mr. Bleeker. Additionally, we've noted in your evaluation packet that Mr. Bleeker has not held a commercial gear license beyond the CFRL since 2006, more than the required 5-year period. Finally, we go back to the original subdivision I just quoted. Under no circumstances will an exception be granted solely on the basis of economic hardship. Staff recommends that Mr. Bleeker's appeal be denied and the decision of the commissioner to deny this request for an exception be upheld.
Mr. Bleeker? Let me swear you in. You solemnly swear the testimony you'll give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
Thank you. Proceed.
My name is Philip Bleeker. I do understand the regulations as they were stated. I guess my request is that the extensive participation in the fisheries that I have had actually before 1986, which is where your records start, I actually started working in the commercial fishery as a teenager in the early 70s and have done so up to the point, as the gentleman had mentioned. And I do understand and appreciate all of the stipulations and understand why they've been put in place. I understand that the sole based on sole hardship is not something that you can make the decision on. What I am asking is that the consideration be in conjunction with the fact that I have a longstanding history as a commercial fisherman, and I'm not just entering for the first time. Basically, my request is that I be given the opportunity to do what I've done the bulk of my adult life, which is work on as a commercial fisherman in the fisheries on the Chesapeake Bay and its tributaries.
Why did you give up your license in 2008? You gave it to a relative? Is that
my brother's wife. I had gotten a job with a bulk and materials, and at that point I was really didn't have the full any intentions on going forward with it. He had a need for it. My sister-in-law had a need for it, and you know, at the time, there was a lot of talk that if you weren't going to use that registration, that you were going to lose it. So as opposed to being taken, because I wasn't active at that time with gear, I transferred it, and because they had a need for it. As of the beginning of this mid-January, I was with about 200 other folks laid off from my job with Vulcan Materials. I have attempted to get other work and have been unable to. So I do understand that based solely on economic reasons that that's not the case, but I am asking the fact that I have, since the early 70s, participated in the commercial fisheries. I'm not asking for a crab pot license. I'm not even really sure what's left out there for me to do because of the restrictions that are out there. But at least by getting the registration, I at least get a start to be able to see if I can gill net, if I can eel pot, and things that I've done in the past. Oyster, when the time I have 60 acres of leased oyster ground that I've maintained and paid for, and I was hoping this fall, when the seasons come in, to be able to transfer shell stock to those grounds and start to expand. It was 60 acres, and it had taken me several years to be able to actually find shell bottom on those 60 acres, and I was actually able to find some shell bottom recently. So I'd hoped that I'd be able to use that opportunity to transfer shell stock to that bottom and expand that as well.
I want you to understand one of the concerns that we have is we don't want to develop a situation where a waterman who has a card sells it to someone and then turns right around and asks for another one in a hardship, and then he probably sells that one, and it's just and there are literally people who do that, not because they're granted exceptions, but they're literally buying and selling cards just to make a profit.
Well, I
have no intention of ever fishing.
By getting rid of it was a mistake, but at the time it was when I was dredging crab. If you weren't active in the industry by participating, if you didn't rig your boat up and go to work, then you would not retain that crabbing license, the crab dredge license. And so, hearing that rumor, that the rumbles of that type of situation, I was afraid that I would lose, even though I paid the registration fee, that I would lose the right to retain that card. And if my brother had a use for it, and his wife, then I felt that would be a better move.
Have you entered delayed entry now?
I've already, and I that was part of the paperwork where I did do the application fee, and I paid the amount that required to get the ball rolling.
Thank you. Mr. Robbins?
What's the status of the license that you transferred to your sister-in-law? Is that currently being utilized?
They're using it. They are using it, and otherwise I would ask this to either work as an agent or to see if I could get it back in my name to use, but they're actively using it.
And
they work together in the same boat.
And just a follow-up question, really more for staff: if an applicant or if a person in the situation has sold their CFRL, are they eligible to buy one by transfer?
Sure.
Yes.
Okay.
Mr. Shake,
you said that you had oyster grounds and you've been working them to get them back in shape.
I've been surveying. I've been over the last 10 years I've had this. I think this year will be the 10th year that I've actually periodically. Prior to the recent, I had a 45-foot boat, and I had not been able to. It's in very shallow water, and I was not able to get into that shallow water and work it to see what was there. I was actually recently with Bard, my brother's smaller boat, was able to go out there, and after several days was actually at a 60 acres. Find a footprint probably about the size of this room that had some shell stock that wasn't silted over. So
you haven't harvested any or worked them?
What I'm finding, the area is so small that the only thing I could do was with shaft tongs.
Right.
And so that's how I was planning on harvesting with shaft tongs. Because it's such a small area, I couldn't stay on it. But I did find shells and oysters there.
In industry.
Thank you. Any other questions? Matters before the commission?
I don't know that he even said. He didn't really answer your question.
I've always been under the opinion that the rules are put there for a reason. And I understand what you're saying about losing your job, but you should have thought of that before you transferred your license out.
Well, in hindsight, you're correct, sir.
And I understand hindsight is always 20/20.
You're absolutely correct.
You know, you had this Oyster Bottom. You could have kept your card or reapplied for another card to be able to work this Oyster Bottom over the years, and you didn't do that. So my opinion is if you haven't used the card before that, the rules are set there for everybody else. There's probably, Mr. Griss, about how many people are on that waiting list right now for a commercial card? Roughly.
Well, there's actually, as far as a waiting list for a commercial card, there is a waiting list for the craft pot license.
Yeah, the two-year waiting list.
On the two-year waiting list, I can tell right off that probably...
It's not a huge number.
No, it's at the most 50. At the most 50. Some of them come off of it over the years by buying a license and going through a transfer process.
We had to take care of all those 50 people also.
Any other comments or action, Mr. Robbins?
I'm just reading through these criteria. I mean, it's been a while since these have been in front of us. And I just wanted to ask, in order to make an exemption, it has to satisfy one of these regulatory criteria?
For the commissioner to make the exception, yes. These are the guidelines.
I see. Okay.
I mean, I do understand, if I'm not mistaken, that if I were to find somebody that has, and for whatever negotiable price, I could show up tomorrow with that individual and have that registration and
that's correct.
Be in the same position.
In which case, you would be meeting...
be transferred.
Yes, transfer number two or three somewhere.
Yeah. And I guess I'm putting a lot of weight on my past history with the fisheries. I guess that's the bulk of it. I really wasn't planning on even mentioning about my loss of my job. I just felt that I had been pretty established in the fishery for a very long time, and I was just hoping that would be the consideration.
Understand. Commission, wish to take any action on this? Hearing none, the commission does not take any action, and the appeal is upheld. Thank you.
Thank you.